He can like literally count down from like 50 and literally come at zero.
I appreciate the control.
I mean, I can count down too, but like it might start like
no, I'm like 50, 48. What is up, everybody? You have just tuned in to the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined this week by, in studio, Allie and Larry. And
I did,
Oh my God. Wait, no, here we go. No, this is what I was really wanting.
Please clap.
No. Hold them till the end of the show, please. Please. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll never get thank through you. This whole yeah. thing if you keep clapping thank at everything you, thank you like. You.
So Larry's back in the, I use the word studio live. Very loosely.
In person.
Like, my hand is on his leg, mm-hmm. and I might be working my way up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just...
I also feel like there's nothing more appropriate than I'm sorry I gotta use these like jingles and shit. Plus, who doesn't like a little mace in their
I know, right?
mace in their face? Sorry.
As long as we don't like get charged royalties, we'll be good.
Oh man, I'm too much of an emo because when he said, "Do you have that May song?" I heard May, and I was like, "What May song will we be playing?"
Like May Day Parade, May?
No, May, M A E.
I'm actually not familiar.
I'm not. I don't Sorry. Think I mean.
But dude, time out. You have like the emo stuff on lock.
Yeah.
Like most of the time, I'm like, dude, yeah, I used to listen to some emo. And Allie looks at me and she's like, "You don't fucking emo. I fucking emo.
3 days grace is not emo.
Gross. What?
3 days grace. I thought it was 3 days. No, never mind.
Oh no.
Oh my God. All right. Without further ado, anybody got anything like quick and dirty for their week?
I watched, like I told you earlier, I watched Squid Games.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
Thoughts.
With every show that I watch, there's always a character that annoys me. And for this show, it was the main character.
Okay.
He is so whiny, self-centered, and just like...
You considered him to be self-centered?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
At first, he was like really self-centered.
Yeah,
because like it was all about him and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, spoiler alert, you know, whatever. But
I feel like if he's on like the cover art, you know, he's probably gonna make it through some games.
Like he would, you know, he'd take money from his mom or whatever, and he'd just go to the racetrack when he's supposed to buy his daughter a birthday present.
Very good point. Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and then he loses the money or whatever. And like I get that, you know, that he was he felt bad about it or whatnot, but I don't know. As like the games went on, like obviously when he went back to the game.
Yeah.
To me it just felt like he was just like really, really whiny the entire time.
I can agree that it was like
he became a badass at the end.
Well, he was one of these guys that kind of had a bleeding heart to a degree, but then it was also like, guy, you've made some real shit decisions that have kind of helped you get to this place. Mm-hmm. So I get where you come from for sure. And it also, as parents, it's like one of these things that it's like, yo, guy, you don't turn your fucking leg back on your kid.
I know. It's like his, you know. When he won the games and he came home and like his mom is dead on the floor, I was like,
man, this is spoiler.
Spoiler much?
Yeah, I said spoiler alert or whatever.
But that doesn't kill like the movie. You kind of see that coming. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. So
I mean, that's the whole reason why he went back is because
she was in poor health. Yeah. So, just to sum it up real quick.
Yeah.
Out of 10, what do you give it?
I give
and you can do half points.
I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I'd agree with that.
It's a cool concept. I like how deep it is, and like how much, because you notice when the VIPs came to watch the final, like the final games, they were saying how the Korean Squid Games or the Korean games are the best ones.
Yeah.
So that like kind of alluded to saying that they had others,
other nationalities and stuff. Yeah.
And they were American too, because you know they spoke English.
Of course they were, because they were like fat white dudes that were just like, oh, like da da da.
Yeah. So like, but, I like that the concept is awesome, and they can branch out. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I like.
Well, I think they've got a season two. Supposedly in the works, or at least it's been kind of slated, something. So, yeah, man. Okay, rock and roll, Allie. What you got for us? Anything notable?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Allie's just excited that it's getting darker earlier.
I'm not gonna lie. I love it. So the only that was a very large burp. Sorry. Apologies.
Goodness.
The only thing that I wanted to mention was I went running this morning. I ran very far. it was literally in the thickest fog I've ever fucking like experienced in my life.
Dude, it looked spooky out this morning. Dude. It was cool.
I didn't see any fog.
It was. Did you get out of bed before like 9?
Yeah, I was at work by 6:30.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
can't see fog in the dark.
That's true, but also true. Like.
No, I mean, I was running on a fucking sidewalk and like felt like I needed not needed to like slow down, but the visibility was such shit.
Like you should have had your hazards on.
No kidding. I mean, it was stupid. Like
yeah.
Like on, okay, so you guys come down Hardin Valley,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know the little gazebo kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't see that from the sidewalk.
Ooh.
At all.
Ooh.
Like, it was wild how foggy it was. Anyway, it was super weird, and I mean, it felt nice because it was like, obviously, fog is like moisture, so I'm
so you're sucking that
in. This is great. You
know? Like, I'm not hot, I'm just very damp.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, I do have something that was positive.
Okay.
One of the guys at the bar on Friday saw some people playing cards outside and didn't recognize the game and went out there and was like, hey, sorry to interrupt, what are you guys playing? How do you play it?
Yeah.
And then they proceeded to teach him, and now we've taught a bunch of people, and it's called Trash. You just play it with normal poker cards.
Oh, I was there. No, I was there.
Oh, right. Yeah. You were there Friday.
No, when he came in, but
it was... No, he came back and taught us. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came back, and then it's super easy to catch on. It's like, when I told my coworker, she was like, oh, yeah, the kids in my family play that. I'm like, oh, it's absolutely a kid game. Like, there's no strategy.
Very upset that you were there Friday, and you didn't wait for me to come there.
I was there with my child.
So?
You never came there.
He goes,
yeah, because everyone left. You said everyone left.
Oh my god. Well,
that's because we did leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had come out, it would have been like 11.
I was done by 8:30.
Oh my god,
Daniel
dude.
Is way.
Are you kidding me?
30.
Like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. We're in bed by like no shit 9.
They had Finn with them. Like they would not have. No.
We with Finn, the latest we normally make it's about 7 o'clock.
Either way, it's a fun game.
It's very fun, and if you just Google like trash card game, there's a WikiHow and stuff, and it would be too much for me to try to explain it just audibly, but it's a cool game and it's easy.
It's like a play it once and you got it.
Totally, kind of
definitely.
Cool, cool. All right, so where we want to head from here, yo?
Do you love, how much do you love pussy? This is what I want to know.
All right, depends. Are we talking about the vagine, or are we talking about cats?
Obviously, just like my two cats.
Obviously, cats.
I
bet it's not as much as this Australian man.
Oh god, dude,
Australia is losing their fucking shit.
Australia's
right now.
The new Florida.
Yeah, they're a dumpster fire right now.
It is because out of control.
The lockdowns and shit.
Yeah. Oh, they've got camps now, brother.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. We're not. Nope. Get back to the cat story.
Anyway. Cat story. Cat story. But yeah.
Australian former soldier accused of storming animal shelter to get cat back pleads guilty. Reports say this man, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
His excuse was to the police that he suffers from PTSD, which sucks for him, obviously. But this guy, his cat got taken away from him somehow. I guess we'll find out here in the article.
All right.
He stormed the shelter where his cat was kept in, like fucking Rambo did in one of the movies.
Was he like armed?
Yeah, he was in full combat gear and was armed with a fucking assault rifle, a fake assault rifle. I hate the word assault rifle.
Yeah,
he was armed with a fake rifle.
Okay.
When he barged into the lost dog's home in Melbourne on January 11th,
you guys got my pussy and I'm taking it back.
A 23-year-old employee pleaded for her life as Whitman tied her up and questioned her about the whereabouts of his cat.
Dude, if a guy comes to me with a gun, I'm just going to be like, have what? Go ahead. Here's the keys. Have it.
You're working have a it. Fucking animal shelter.
Yeah. I don't need all these cats. Take yours back.
My guess is she probably didn't like fight back a hell of a lot. This seems like over. I mean, dude already seems off his fucking rocker.
Sir, we don't keep money here. We have a lot of strays.
We have no money, just lots of pussy. I'm sorry.
So Whitman told the employee to count to 100, and then he left the shelter without retrieving his cat. Police arrested him when he returned the next day. Motherfucker went back. Come on.
Why did he not? I know it probably doesn't say, but why would he not take the cat the first time?
I don't think he could find it because he was asking the woman where his cat was.
He could, his riot gear, the visor was too small, and he was like, I can't identify my cat.
My night vision goggles are fucked. I'm going to come back tomorrow night with new batteries.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, this article is a little bit
misleading. Red team, roll out.
It's a little bit misleading at first because you'd think that he got his cat back. But I don't think he ever got it back.
Because
he just left without his cat, came back the next day to try to get his cat again, and he got arrested. So, but I mean, I feel bad for the man, but also at the same time, it's like, oh, I don't know, man. That's a little bit extreme, you know? It's like, a
little bit?
Yeah.
in like full like whatever tactical gear going in to like rescue your cat.
Well, he did say he reportedly told police that he suffers from PTSD because of his military service.
Yeah. Okay.
And he quote felt like he needed to get his cat back and acted without thinking about the consequences, which I can understand.
Yeah, I could get that.
Just real quick about this, yeah. I watched this movie recently with Shia LaBeouf. It's a new movie with him.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it's called, but it's like similar. It deals with like PTSD and shit. I highly recommend it. It's on Prime. I'll think of the name soon.
I got you.
But anyway,
is it Man Down?
Yes, Man Down. Yeah, it's such a great movie. And this article reminded me about it, but. Yeah, to keep it on the comical side, I just figured I'd ask you how much you love your pussy. Would you raid an animal shelter for your pussy?
Well, let me tell you, if this man is listening to the podcast, I can tell him where to go to get a cat. Is that cool? Can I? Do you guys mind if I?
Yeah.
So, Newsweek comes at us. City sets $25,000 aside to address growing unowned cat population.
Holy fuck! Did we plan this?
I'm not gonna lie. The answer is no. But
it's holy almost shit. As if we had our shit together. This week.
Yeah,
I know. Full disclosure: we never have our shit together. We did not plan for this.
It is honestly, this podcast really always makes me think of the southern idiom of even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Oh my God, I have a fucking squirrel story. I'm not kidding.
All right, I'm not gonna lie. We're hitting on way too many cylinders today.
The stars are aligned.
All cylinders.
Hell yeah.
So check this out. In an effort to control the growing population of unowned cats in Delray Beach, Florida. Do you know where that is?
I feel like it's fair. I think it's Central Florida.
Okay. I just know that Allie is our Floridian.
Florida
is
my second home.
Yeah. A resident Florida expert.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the city. Oh,
it's on the
panhandle?
No, the coast side, and my place is on the Gulf side.
Gotcha.
Atlantic?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, that coast.
Bless. That's the only ocean, actually, in Florida.
So the city commissioner, Julie Casale, is it Casale or Casale or what
probably
do you guys
Casale.
Think?
Casale?
Casale? Casale? We'll just go with Casale.
We'll just go with Casale.
She spearheaded an initiative to spay, neuter, and vaccinate the cats that roam free. And the city decided to set $25,000 aside from their general fund to make this initiative possible. Which, honestly, I feel like that's okay. So first of all,
I agree. That's going to make a dent.
It's going to dent.
Yeah.
But have you guys looked at the article yet?
Nope.
Okay. You want to guess? And don't go like fucking a million or something. All obviously, right. Nobody has a fucking million cats. So I'm going to tell you it's under 50,000 and it's more than 5,000.
How many cats? How many stray cats?
Stray cats that are roaming free throughout the city. I'm going to say under 25,000. How about that? 5 to 25.
15.
Yeah, like 12.
Okay, so 7 to 10. 7 to 10,000 cats.
Holy shit.
Do you realize how many swimming pools you could fill with
oh,
that?
Oh, no!
Wait. Blended or like...
Oh,
fried.
No. Larry, you're vegan. You're not these allowed to fry.
Yeah, thank you. My God.
I can still have a dark sense of humor. No.
So I like this. I like this because obviously this needs to be dealt with. Like, you can't have cats like breeding out of control and stuff. Right. But it's also one of those things that it's like, first of all, how did this come about?
Cats fuck, dude.
Well,
cats fuck.
Almost like rabbits.
Why can we not have like cats fuck as our like show title?
It would get us some clicks.
That's true. But sorry, my mind went in a terrible place and I need to just go whoop. All right, back. All right, cool. So she said the goal is to reduce the population, obviously, while engaging the local nonprofit organizations to keep the cats that continue to freely roam fed and watered.
There's also a lot of stuff. There's a lot of like people out there that will park up and be like, don't let your cat go outside because like one outdoor cat can fuck with a whole like area's worth of wildlife because of how much they can impact like the critters that they hunt and kill.
Yeah.
Well, so man, okay.
To me, it's like, shouldn't you start a like some kind of tax break thing with the city's like vets or whatever to donate?
Oh, yeah.
Donate.
I see what you're
spay and neuter and vaccinate, or maybe not vaccinate, but like spay and neuter stray cats. You know what I'm saying?
There's a pretty big movement for that already where they like, they like humanely trap them and then they fix them and then they let,
them,
then
go.
They
let them go.
So that's they why have you this see
so
initiative.
Many cats with their ear clipped. Like that means they've been.
Well, and they're also chipping them, apparently.
Yeah.
So it's called trap, neuter, vaccinate, return.
The vaccinate part's new to me. I didn't know they were doing that anywhere.
So they're vaccinating for rabies, apparently.
Sure.
Okay. Or at least that's what they mentioned in this article.
Yeah.
Maybe something else.
Well, that's the important one to like for the health of everyone else.
Well, because the
it says and other viruses. I mean, there's like feline leukemia and stuff, and that's really contagious between cats, I believe.
I'm sorry.
Feline AIDS is also a big fucking
thing. That is true. Yeah. That is true.
But time out. Please tell me you guys have seen the SNL of On Feline AIDS.
I don't think Debbie Downer.
I don't think
so. Oh, God. My God.
Okay. We'll have to throw that in the newsletter.
I will throw it. Yes. Okay. I'm going to write it down. Okay. It had, weirdly enough, it was the episode that, what is the redheaded chick that went off her rocker that was in Parent Trap and...
Lindsay Lohan.
I believe she hosted that one.
Okay.
And she was in that skit and like holy shit The feline AIDS SNL. Oh my God, it is quite possibly.
I believe we've talked about this before.
I think we have, man. It is.
Because I think we've tried to play the audio on the show before and it didn't work.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
I'm sure it didn't because I'm fucking running the board, so.
Sorry, getting a new pen.
Yeah, so that being said, if anybody wants to be a volunteer producer, all you have to do is like manage the board.
The only thing for the application process is I have to hold a mirror under your face or under your nose and make sure that you're breathing.
And that's just for a tax write-off. We can't hire dead people.
It's true. But anyway, so they're dealing with 7 to 10,000 cats. So I thought this was pretty, I thought this was actually pretty cool that they're willing to set aside, you know, 25 grand. That doesn't seem like a whole lot for a town. I can't put this into perspective.
Yeah.
What's the average cost of a neutering?
I don't know because they don't actually state that, but.
And I don't know if they would do majority, like what it costs or what they would charge a normal person. I don't know. Like,
well, they said that the majority of the cost would go to transportation because I mean, fuck, y'all bought some gas lately.
Have you seen these gas prices lately?
but
thanks, Tilly.
but the other thing is oh my God. They have comments on here, I chose one that I'm going to read.
So before you get to that, private vets cost anywhere from $200 to $400 for a spay and neuter procedure.
So they're totally, it's getting subsidized 100 per.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's no way, obviously.
Obviously that's like with profit.
Sure. Yeah.
But
I scrolled down and I was like, oh, comments. I love to read some comments, right? This person wrote, username Alpha Cat.
Oh, hell.
Oh, boy.
Is this Allie?
It is not me.
No, I know for a fact it is not Allie because I've seen how Allie writes, or at least in the newsletter.
Oh, so this is not Allie.
Okay. I have owned cats all my life and study their behavior both in person and in books.
In person.
Oh.
Oh, God. Man, that was a missed opportunity right there for the spelling. We have a feral/domesticated ferals, which can only happen if they are raised and handled by humans 24/7 and can only be indoor cats. I'm not going to fact check that. I don't know. Many in our colony, the majority...
You lost me at colony.
Thank
bro.
You. You Thank lost you. Me at that colony. Was why. That was when I was like, "All right, yeah, I gotta read this. I gotta read this on the air." Many in our colony, the majority, will not let anyone but my husband and I get close to them. Oh, they are very obviously genetically feral. Their behavior is completely different. The way they react, the way they listen to the alphas, Luna, in parentheses, females are dominant in the colonies. Bob reports to Luna and watches over his colony, assigning shifts when someone is crossing over or there's a new kitten.
This has
much less sleep and hard work training them to Bob's standards.
This has big crystal girl lives in a fucking converted bus vibes.
No, it was one of these things that I was like,
has big Carol Baskin vibes.
Yeah, it was one of these things that I was like, and the cat lady has been identified. Mm-hmm. So, but I was just like, colony. As soon as once she said many in our colony, I was just like,
I will no longer be answering to anyone that calls me a cat lady.
No, my God.
I only have two.
Do you realize what you have to aspire to?
I do not have a colony.
Oh, my God. Anywho, cool that they're doing this. I appreciate the effort and everything. It is one of these things that I don't know. I go back and forth because I'm like, man, that money could be used, you know, really well to put towards like homeless humans. But at the same time, you know, feral animals and stuff, you know, that are,
I mean, overall that impacts the earth. Like,
true.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was one of these things that I was like, rock and roll. I don't know. I can't imagine 7 to 10,000 cats like roaming around for instance, I don't know, Bearden.
Right?
Dude, if you saw
that's so many
thousands
cats.
Of cats just coming at you, I would run. I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Dude.
They would fuck you up, especially.
Yes. Feral cats.
Yeah.
Dude, my God. I don't want to mess with just one, like, mean tomcat.
Yeah.
Like, no.
They're mean.
Yeah.
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 Anywho, so I was talking about squirrels and nuts.
Yes. Okay.
Let's do it.
Listen. This dude has a squirrel that hides walnuts in his Chevy Avalanche truck every year.
Who
okay?
the fuck owns a Chevy Avalanche? It's 2018.
Oh, time
Come
out,
on, guys.
Time out. Is that one of those like hybrid things?
No, you don't remember the Chevy Avalanches that look like
It looks like an SUV truck.
Yeah.
That's what you mean by that? Yeah.
Well, so it was like it was kind of like one of the
I feel like it was
Aztecs
the first
or whatever.
One.
It was Chevy's first attempt at a luxury truck, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You ever seen the Cadillac Escalade truck things?
Ooh, yes.
This looks like that.
I frown upon
but
this.
But cheap.
Oh, no.
So like, the Cadillac one's already bad, yeah. But this one's a Chevy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
all right.
Bill Fisher said that he found black walnuts in every nook and cranny of his truck, including the engine compartment and the fenders.
Holy fuck, those are a lot of nuts.
Guess how many? In gallons.
In gallons. I'm going to say 100 gallons.
42 gallons. In a truck.
42 gallons.
I will put a picture of this that in the newsletter.
Okay,
click and look at the pictures.
And honestly, I just had to I said 100. That was a stupid estimate because I was thinking about 5-gallon buckets.
Right.
And then,
yeah,
that into 40, what is that? 42, 8.5
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah.
That's a fuck ton of black walnuts.
Yeah, and they're roughly the size of a lime. And I was like,
yeah,
okay, maybe a key lime. No, like
those
a lime.
Those are big boys.
Yeah, he posted the picture and, dude, several pictures.
Yeah.
So he said that.
How long was that thing sitting there?
Well, he, I don't know how long he, oh.
Yeah.
I count 7 full buckets in this one picture.
A 4-day work trip earlier this month. Then he found that his truck was full of black walnuts.
Dude, they were inside of the fucking fenders.
Yeah, he's got ones he can't even get out.
And they were, literally inside of the fenders.
Was it like a squirrel colony?
I think it's just one squirrel.
Is that what you
squirrel.
Call well, he said, was it a squirrel pod?
he said he had to pull the fenders off and clean all the walnuts out, and he thought he had them all, and he took it down the road, turned the corner, and found one rolling around, rolling down the windshield where your wipers go.
So his car still worked.
Yeah, once he got most of them out, yeah. So,
wow.
And this fucking article says, listen, I love this journalist for this story.
Yeah.
As nutty as this all might seem, it's nut the first time this has happened.
God damn it.
What a time.
How did I miss this one?
So, Red Squirrels have been using this truck to store walnuts from his neighbor's tree every 2 years, which is the tree's maturation cycle, it says, since 2013. So he said he's got other vehicles that sit very close to the tree, but it's always his truck. And I've even purposely parked out on the street as far as I can get from the walnut tree.
They have tagged his fucking truck.
And they go out of their way to put the nuts in his truck.
Put the nuts
hashtag
in his truck.
Truck nuts. Bring in a
show
new
title.
Meaning to truck nuts.
Show title, truck
so,
nuts.
You came to the table.
Man, so
today,
he
so.
Knows when the walnuts fall off the tree, it's time to start checking the engine. He's also learned to wait until there are no walnuts left under the tree before even starting to clean it up. So he said this girl will sit there and watch him clean up the walnuts, and he's just watching like, you bastard. But he was not prepared for how many nuts would be squirreled away this year.
Oh my God, this writer.
Who is this journalist? Yeah. I'm going to look him up and follow him on Twitter. Okay. the squirrel set a record. The most I've ever pulled out was 4 or 5 6-gallon buckets. This year, it was 7 6-gallon buckets.
Jeez, dude.
I love that my man never like made a big deal out of it when it was 30 gallons, but now that it's 42, fuck.
Also, I've never heard of a 6 gallon.
Thank you.
Hey, I know.
Thank you. Six gallon, even the, no, that's not going to beat truck nuts, but like 6 gallon bucket. That's like being like, you got like a fucking like cup and a whatever, a cup and an eighth of sugar kind of thing.
Do you guys sell 2.5 liters here?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. I want a liter of cola. How about that?
Fucking liter.
Do we have liter of cola? So he had to take.
Fucking 6 gallon buckets, yeah.
I know. He had to take the fenders off the truck to get some of the nuts out, and he's now just offering them to any human that wants them.
But what if the squirrels need them?
Like, the squirrels are going to have to figure something else out. So God. He said he still can't get them all out because he's got some rolling around in the frame, the rail wells as well. Jeez. That he can't get at.
Here comes old Gerald in his fucking nut truck.
Dude, okay, so obviously these nuts are going to rot, right?
D's nuts?
Yeah. God, you served that one up.
This is why we don't do in-person anymore.
No, we can't.
So the nuts are going to rot.
Yeah.
Isn't it like
I would think it would get stinky. Yeah.
I hate rotted nuts in my truck. I'm gonna let.
Dude. Rotty nuts, dude.
Speaking of nasty nuts.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about some nasty lady nuts.
Okay.
This fella.
Listen, if you like trans ladies, that's fine. And I'm happy for you, but it's a weird phrase.
Look, we're not going to go there.
Lady Nuts is a weird
lady
phrase.
Lady Nuts. Is it completely off the table for a show title?
Lady Nuts? No.
I'll consider it.
All right. It has not been vetoed.
You got to ask Dave Chappelle about that one.
Oh, fuck.
Can we use a Z?
Yes.
Duh.
Yes.
Can we use a Z on either?
That's how Truck Nuts is spelled. Like the licensed one.
N-U-T-E-Z.
Nice. Yep. All right. Done.
So this one's coming at you from our trusty source at Mirror.
Oh, see? He's made it back. He's made it back, ladies and gentlemen.
This man has been quoted as saying, "My girlfriend only showers once every 2 weeks. I can't stand the smell." Are you married to Mila Kunis, my man? Are you Ashton Kutcher? Did Ashton Kutcher say this?
My man. You girlfriend? You don't even need a divorce. Just leave. Just leave. Girlfriend?
So he did not know this until he moved in with her.
Yes, he did.
Apparently not.
Yes, he did.
Of course. Maybe she, I don't, mm-hmm. Maybe she like, mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. she took care of herself better. I don't know. A man was shocked after moving in with his girlfriend and discovered that she only showers fortnightly.
Love that.
And said that he's
fortnightly.
Yeah.
Means it, wow.
Yeah.
He's sleeping in the
No, sofa. Wait. I'm sorry. What? How
often? Fortnite, every 2 weeks.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
It's also a very popular game right now. I don't know if you heard of it.
God, don't hit me with that shit. A lot of lawsuits.
So he sleeps on the couch because he can't stand the smell.
Oh my God.
So obviously he did not know.
My man, move out.
He didn't know.
Yeah, you don't have to stay there.
He didn't know because he didn't live there. So, like, now that he's living with her, he knows her routine.
I feel like her habits had to have changed. Like, he's been dating her for 3 years.
I mean, do you want to steal the thunder on this one, Allie?
It said 3 years up at the very top. Up at the very top.
Where?
The second fucking paragraph,
my
man.
I haven't even gotten to the first paragraph.
Oh, my God.
There are like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Thunderstealer Alley.
My God.
I relinquish my title as Thunderstealer to.
Well,
to
read faster.
All right. I'm just trying to entertain here.
Thunderous Alley.
He's sharing his story anonymously. The man said that he has been with this partner for 3 years, as Alley stated, but they lived apart in. He had no idea about her. Fuck you. About her unusual hygiene routine. Things reached a breaking point for the pair when they moved in together. And the man said that she smelt so bad.
Okay.
That he couldn't sleep in the same bed as her.
Hang on, though. Hang on. If you're with somebody in this manner, I'm assuming he's with her sexually. Is that a safe assumption?
And at least that you've met a couple times in person at the
and been even around each other for an extended period of time, right?
Just smelling that booty hole the entire time.
Oh.
What is he smelling? Is he smelling the booty hole or the other hole? Like what's he smelling?
I feel like 2 weeks without a shower, he's smelling everything. Yeah,
thank you.
Like, he's smelling if she cooked with garlic a couple weeks ago.
It would
like
be easier to tell you what he ain't smelling, man.
Yeah, tell you what he ain't smelling is all the notes in Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah.
This guy said that he tried to discuss the
calling
issue.
Calling all goop. Sorry.
He tried discussing the issue with his girlfriend, but she ended up getting defensive, saying her shower routine was none of his business, which, true, yeah. But also,
I think it's out of like respect you shower.
The guy doesn't have to be there.
I feel like this smells like depression. Sounds like somebody that
I thought you were like making a play.
Right.
Yeah, but yes.
It sounds like this is probably something that she's just. Yeah, something's up.
Well, yeah.
He posted it on Reddit. He said,
that's honestly any of my problems. I always post on Reddit. Yeah.
He said, I love her, but I don't know. I didn't know what I was getting into. She doesn't shower frequently at all. She showers at max once every other week. Before we moved in together, I didn't notice any particular bad smell. Occasionally, she had body odor, which is human, but I'm guessing she would take her occasional shower before seeing me.
He guessed wrong.
Is your girlfriend a French woman in the 1700s?
Thank you.
After a few months of trying to live with it, I was fed up.
Few months.
I had been sleeping on the couch because of the smell was so terrible. I sat her down and tried to have a serious conversation about
it. He's like, I sat her down in the other room and I FaceTimed her.
Hey, bitch, I smell you from in here.
Smell you later. Whoop.
So they tried to discuss it. The woman ended up getting angry, and then she became upset. And now the pair aren't seeing eye to eye. No shit, because he can't keep his fucking eyes open.
Yeah. We're not seeing eye to eye because I'm cross-eyed most of the time due to
the
smell.
I take an onion, cut it in half, and like just whiff it right before you go see her.
You know the plague doctor masks? They put fucking petals of like really fragrant nice flowers.
That's what he needs.
Maybe that's what he needs, you know? Just do some cosplay, work that in, you know.
So
whatever.
Obviously Reddit took to be in Reddit and said that
They gave very heartfelt
of course, like very genuine advice.
Advice, okay.
You know,
Reddit is known to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you go when you want to be coddled with love and affection. Of course, they pointed out that her hygiene routine was a problem.
Uh-huh.
One user even wrote, even most anti-chemical no-shower people do once every 3 or 4 days.
So do you know most of those people? How are you everybody's spokesperson?
Yes, agreed.
I feel nasty once I hit my third day, which occasionally happens because of toddlers.
But even if you're not into, chemicals, just, literally water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just water will help. Just because that just gets oils and stuff off.
This comment ends by saying 2 weeks is way too long. Like, this woman, I'm assuming it's a woman. Yeah. I'm going to assume gender here.
Okay.
I mean, he calls her girlfriend. So.
No. I'm talking about this.
The Redditor.
The comment that said occasionally happens because of toddlers. Person goes up to 3 days because they're so busy dealing with their children.
Right.
I can see 3 days possibly getting past.
So winter, it completely is different, depending on where you live.
I think
stuff,
it depends on every, it depends on where you live. It depends on what you do for work. It depends on what your hobbies are.
Yes.
My friend in college that I lived with for 2 years, she would go 3 days without showering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're into that, fine. But we worked at restaurants.
Ooh.
And she played volleyball and softball with her sorority and had a boyfriend.
But you stank. You stank it,
dude.
Bitch.
Her boyfriend would be like, you smell, babe. You need a shower. And she would laugh about it and shower. I'm like, if someone told me that once, I would be showering twice a day for the rest of my life.
New complex.
Seriously. No, I, like, legitimately, that would, like, make me so, you know, incredibly self-conscious.
You know that, Buck Cherry song?
No.
Crazy Bitch?
Yeah.
Yes,
I know that one. Hey, you stinky bitch.
I love your smell, but I, no,
we can't. We're not good at improving rap.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
It's not a rap song.
It's been it's been a while since I've heard that song, and I was like, I'm gonna try.
I don't remember the lyrics enough to fucking
to even try to parody it. So,
yeah, holy hell. In my opinion, I shower daily. If I sleep more than 24 hours at a time, yes, I may go like 24 hours without.
What?
When I sleep more than 24 hours at a time.
Still, what?
No, you're sleeping for 24 hours?
Dude, I do that frequently.
There's no way that you stay asleep for 24 hours.
I don't know. You go off the grid for 24 hours. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that mean you, like, lay in your bed? Because there's no way that you're, like, unconscious sleeping for 24. Yeah. No, it's called a coma.
What's a coma?
Yeah.
It's a short-term coma.
I do that frequently.
Okay. You might need to do some sleep studies.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
You probably need to fix your sleep.
No, I'm not going to lie. Anybody else out there, yeah, like, if you are sleeping for more than probably, I would say, I don't know, 10, 12 hours kind of thing. And that's after, like, a fucking, like, 36, 20, or 36.
Are you doing measurements?
I know, right? Yeah, 36. Oh, shit. I thought I was rapping with cervix.
We just all started making the hourglass shape with 36, our hands.
36, 24, 36.
No, I believe it's pronounced 24.
24, 36. Oh, shit. But, dude, if you're sleeping for more than probably anywhere between 10 and 12 hours at a time, man, there's something going on unless you've stayed up for multiple days kind of thing. Mm. Or like 36 hours straight or something, you know. Or if you stayed up for 36, 24, 36.
I don't know, man. I just blame it on depression.
Sure.
Well, fair. I mean, hell, dude, that'll do it. But I'm saying, like, anyway.
I have one that I don't even want to cover. I just want to read a quote and the reply. Literally, what's in the spreadsheet's the only thing I'm covering for it, okay?
Okay.
Man playing lottery shocks reporter with how he'd spend his winnings.
Oh, I saw this one.
All I'm telling you is that the man said on live TV, he was asked if he wins. He said, well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Hell yes.
The reporter was just, I swear, reporter said, so you like cars? Like, good job. Segue.
Yeah, just ignore the kilo of coke altogether.
Nah, he was legit. Like, he said something back. Like, I'm not really. I just don't know how it's been that much money. Obviously, you know, he'd spend some of it.
Yes, seriously.
Love this dude.
God, amazing. He's like, I don't want to speak for you guys, but he may or may not be Tether Radio spirit animal.
Yeah. Okay, probably. Okay. I want to get into a slate advice thing. All right. But I want you guys to guess from the headline.
Okay.
What the kink is.
Okay.
Yeah. The title is, the only thing I really desire in my sex life is illegal. You can have a couple guesses.
I'm going to guess kids.
Mm. It's not kids.
Okay. That's
a good guess.
That's a good guess. It had
to it. Well, and I mean kids. I mean, like, anything under like.
Sure. You know. Sure. No. The no.
The only
not kids.
Thing that not like that this person kids. Desires in their not sex that it makes life
better,
is not legal. Bestiality.
That's what I guessed when my friend sent it to me. He was like, "Guess before you click. Guess." And I said animals, and he said no. Then I clicked.
It's not interspecies erotica.
Nope.
Damn it.
All right, I'm leaving.
Dear Slate, I'm a woman with a necrophilia fetish.
Oh, huh? Shit. Hard stop.
You guys weren't ready for that?
Damn it. I'm never ready for it. Necrophilia, what do we think? that's all you get. Sorry.
So, Jesus, I know it's rare, but it's me.
It's rare?
I feel like it's extremely rare.
I went to high school with a guy that got busted.
No.
He worked at a funeral home.
No.
He got busted having sex with the corpses. Yeah.
having sex implies that it's there's at least two people interacting. He was fucking.
He raped.
So this is. I'm just gonna say this. Tether Radio has the privilege of having a listener that is currently going through mortuaries.
Yes.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. That's right. I need to. So, I need to send this to her.
So she I'm will not gonna not lie. Be happy. Well, I'm just saying that once. This lady,
sure.
It gets far enough, you know, that she's got
we're
some like.
Ask her.
I want to do an interview on here, and I want to talk about some stuff.
Sure.
So,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know who you are. I'm looking at you. High five.
So, she says nothing turns me on except for dead people, especially the corpses of younger men. I've never been able to have a real relationship because of this,
ma'am. This is...
Look, there's kinks, and then there's, like, you need fucking therapy, okay? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. This is a fucking Chili's.
But listen, she says, I work in an industry that allows me frequent contact with dead bodies.
What industry is that? Like, hitman?
Like, what it...
It's never a hitman.
It's never a hitman.
Time out.
She says... I've
Should
managed...
we reach out and make
no.
sure it's not? No, just kidding.
I was waiting on that.
This you?
Hang on.
you doing okay up at mortuary school? Okay, so she says, although I've managed to behave myself thus far, I have a decent level of self-control, and I'm never totally alone with bodies anyway.
Decent level.
But, I mean, sometimes I sneak in a feel where I can, and what? I fantasize about my job. I'm sorry?
So this is always...
there's behaving, and then there's groping dead dudes.
So, well, and this was one of these things that I never understood about the women that, like...
It can't get hard.
Well, no. The women that got really big into, like, the vampire stuff...
Yeah. Right.
That it was like, oh my gosh, I touched him, and he felt like cold marble. And it's like, damn, that seems super, well... hot.
I mean, but they make dildos that are like stone and glass
chilled.
And stuff. Yeah. Just throw it in the freezer for a bit, I guess.
Okay. And I know that I'm like a fucking plain Jane fucking dude kind of thing.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, my point is like, I thought that heat was like kind of, you know, the like, I don't know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, dude,
I feel like that's probably considered a normal part of regular sex.
Yeah, that it's like, oh, the bodies and the heat and the stuff.
Also,
and
the other person being alive. Contributing at all.
What's that? Being alive.
What's the word for the Mormons? What's it called?
Soaking.
Yeah, Daniel is a soaker.
What?
Daniel.
I don't even know what that means.
Listen, this has been all over the place lately. Okay. I've known about it for years shaming is my kink, okay?
Yes.
The Mormons have this thing that they call soaking, where they just get hard and they put it in and they just let it sit there. Because if you're not like moving,
it's not sex. This is mostly for premarital
sex for Mormons. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally,
for anybody out there that wants my definition of sex, if there's penetration, it's sex.
Sure.
I don't care if you...
It doesn't even have to be penetration. It depends on what you think of as sex. Like,
well, that's a good point.
We've gone through both extremes, remember? Because last time we were if they didn't come, then, you know...
I'm not going to lie.
I made fun of that a lot.
Hey, man. Wow. I'm just kidding. Hey, man.
No, but no, what was it? Like, occasionally they would have a third party rock the bed back and forth.
So that they get a little movement, but they're not doing the movement.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is the fucking dumbest
and
shit I've ever heard.
It's all being done with their fucking, their goddamn onesie.
Fucking
pajamas.
Oh yeah, those weird underwear they wear.
Yeah. Hey, don't hate on my long johns, bro.
No, long johns are awesome. Mormon underwear is not.
Is that like a onesie?
It's like real. Like seriously, if you Google Mormon underwear, it probably won't be anything. Like I can't see anyone having a kink for it.
It's like okay, you
it's
take
almost
the,
like a burlap
you take this
sack.
Curtain. Yeah, you take this curtain, just wrap it around yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But you wear that under everything all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, no thanks.
Anyway,
so this poor bitch writes in, and she's like, I mean, I'm conflicted and I'm frustrated, but like, I also love my fetish because like, my work turns me on. And I'm like, bitch.
What does she do?
Bitch. And she's like, okay, but also like, if my coworkers found out, they'd get me fired. And I'm like,
she should be fired.
So again, stop groping anyone without their consent, and if they are dead, they can't consent. Like,
oh my God, what if like she like gropes this dude?
No.
And oh, it's like, dude, Johnny got brought back.
Oh my God,
she had that kung fu grip.
So she's just basically
funny
like,
to use the name Johnny. Yeah, the most famous fucking male porn star, Johnny Sins.
I don't
am
know.
I the only one that knows this shit?
I'm not going to lie. I would have gone.
Am I showing my true colors?
Yeah, yet? It's true. It's true. Because I would have gone with like, oh my God, I can't even remember the dude's name.
Fucking.
Yes. Yeah, that he can do a countdown to come.
What?
What? You said what? Like you just said?
No, he's no.
I thought you were gonna say what's his name? The old creepy guy.
Yeah, with the mustache and like weird hair. Yeah, what the fuck's
it
his
starts
name?
Starts with an R, doesn't it? I bet people are
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Yeah. He can like literally count down from like 50 and literally come. At zero.
I appreciate the control.
I mean, I can count down too, but like it might start like...
No, I'm like 50. 48.
31, yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway, so Slate...
I can count down too.
Slate was basically like,
Yeah, that's nice.
That's amazing.
Slate was like, you have an inconvenient kink, and that's tough. Slate, please do not sugarcoat this dead body. Like, what? Even if you found a partner willing to lie in an ice bath for a while before sexual activity, they'd still be alive. Like, you'd still know that they were alive. And I'm like, Slate, are you okay?
Again.
Then they said, in your day-to-day life, I'm glad that you're exercising self-control when you have access to corpses at work, but it's worrisome that you are occasionally sneaking in a feel.
So... Okay, so I did either of you guys do any kind of like anatomy physiology stuff in college?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
no.
Okay, so I like we
I
actually
was a
had
non-science
like
a, major.
Well, so we had a cadaver, yeah. And like they always kept the faces covered up, and they tried to keep the hands covered up, I believe.
Because I think it's something about like...
It humanizes it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but of course, us being the...
You always peaked.
Yeah.
You have to.
And it's, dude, it really is. It's this weird thing that it's like, I mean, not, I could never like try to look at a face kind of thing, but like the hand stuff was just really weird to me because it was just like for some reason, and I don't know what it is about.
People have really distinct hands too.
Yeah,
like
well, they are, but I mean, like it's just like literally like
something about that just makes
sense. Yeah, really strange. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever bent like a corpse's finger?
No,
nah.
It's like so stiff that like I don't even know why anyone would want to do it.
Well, time out. Did you bend it?
Listen, that's not important. The important part is...
He's like, I bent it. I bent it upward so that I could sit on it.
Didn't you have a story about tardigrades?
Yeah, right?
The important part is, like, I don't understand how this person gets any pleasure from it when the corpse is...
I don't think she has done it.
But how
oh,
would you?
She fantasizes about, like...
Yeah.
It. Oh, okay.
How would you? I mean, like, it's just like...
Okay, in your fantasy, you can think of whatever. Like, you could pretend that...
No, but he's saying, how can you physically fuck a corpse?
He's not going to get aroused unless you're, like, literally pumping blood into it.
I don't know.
Can't you, like, right after you die, when, like, you go through the stages of, like, rigor mortis, can't you? I don't know. I'm not Googling, do dead people get boners?
That's too far for your Google search.
No, honestly, I'm looking it up
right now. My Google's already fucked.
Duck, duck, go. No,
Let me sign on to my VPN real quick.
Yes. Right. Oh, and Megan's account. And good deal. Yes. I'm glad that you ask it. So... to go back to what Allie was talking about, and I practiced a little bit, but I'm not going to lie, I'm a couple drinks in, so we'll see where this takes us. Scientists discovered an extremely rare tardigrade fossil trapped in Dominican amber.
Dominican amber.
Have you guys ever had Dominican amber?
That is my porn star name. Dominican Amber.
Damn it. Damn it.
That might be the show title.
Oh, yes. That's a good one here. I'm writing it down right now.
We're all fired tonight.
Hell we are.
Hell yeah. All right. So the third ever tardigrade fossil has been found encased in Dominican Amber. Zoologists say that the new fossil also represents a never-before-seen genus and species. The new tardigrade fossil, Paradorophibius.
Nailed it.
There you go. Chrono Caribbeus. Dates back to the Miocene about 16 million years ago. The only other two full-grown tardigrade fossils, Milnesium Swalinski.
What the?
Bjorn Leggy.
Are you trying to summon a demon?
Are you having a stroke? Are you speaking tongues?
They date back to 92 and 78 million years ago, respectively. Though tardigrades, when alive, are extremely resilient and hard to kill, they don't show up in the fossil record very often. So because they're so teeny, and most of the time when people are looking at these amber, or this amber, they're looking for other insects that are a lot larger.
And stuff. Yeah.
Then they don't even fucking look for this shit. Hmm. So they happen to come across this, and it's so well preserved that they're able to use microscopy to look at its, I believe it was called its foregut, which is an identifier for differentiating between the different, like, I guess, genuses and species.
Wow.
How big is this thing?
Dude, you ready for this?
Yeah.
0.02 inches or 0.6 millimeters. So it is a little over a half a millimeter.
So it's average. Let's call it average.
Yeah, right? Hey, man, if you're looking for a high five, look no further. No, but this was so cool because they were legitimately looking for these other insects and stuff, mm-hmm. and somebody happened to, like, spot this thing.
Is that its mouth or its butthole?
Which end? Left, the picture.
The end that looks like a penis head.
Yes, that's the mouth. That's the mouth.
Okay, can we just talk about the amber dripping down the tree? And it's honestly a really good picture, but that's very phallic.
All of it's phallic.
Yes, yes. Also, these dudes look like if someone was like, okay, a manatee, but make it look like a bug. And you were like, all right, I got this.
Yeah. A naked mole rat with fucking six legs.
Yeah.
And they are the most feetsies.
Resilient fucking animals. Like,
yeah.
Did we do a whole?
I think we did an untethered. I think.
I don't remember if we'd named it something, but
I don't know. We'll find it.
Dang it.
We'll
But anyway, dude, tardigrades, for any new listeners that have not looked up tardigrades, holy shit. They are some of the coolest fucking things. They began before the dinosaurs. Yeah. There was actually an amazing, here we go. So to quote Phil Barden, senior author of the study and assistant professor of biology at New Jersey Institute of Technology. What is so remarkable is that tardigrades are a ubiquitous ancient lineage that has seen it all on Earth. Damn. From the fall of the dinosaurs to the rise of terrestrial colonization of plants. I mean, like, dude, these things have...
They're going to outlive the cockroaches.
Dude, when the cockroaches get nuked by whatever kill cockroaches, these motherfuckers are going to hang
just
around.
Just these guys and my insane grandmother.
Yeah, right.
That's all.
We'll call it the Raid Wars.
Yeah. But, dude, this is actually some super, super cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty. We will have, I say we, Allie's going to be a dear, and she's going to put this in the newsletter that goes out every Monday with the full episode. And for any biology nerds out there, you will, like, geek the fuck out about this shit. Hell so yeah. It's super cool. So
also, we really got to start creeping on Popular Science more, because I was just poking around it the other day, and I was like, there's so many good articles on here.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to ask my folks for a Smithsonian subscription for, like, Christmas kind of thing. Because, okay, just a Christmas idea for everybody out there. Give your friends and family and stuff subscriptions to, like, magazines and stuff. Because, like,
That's something that you're not going to buy yourself.
Yeah, you're not going to buy it yourself. And it's a gift that literally keeps on giving year round.
Just like herpes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay, that took a turn. So we want to do one more and then do it, or we want to wrap here and
I have one I'm dying to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Wrap us up.
Did you guys ever have a friend whose house you weren't allowed to go to?
Yes.
Like, when you were growing up?
Yes, okay. 100%.
Okay. So, like, I had one, like, everybody's mom knew that her mom would let everybody drink when they were at their house. Mm-hmm. My parents were like, no, you're not going over
there. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and I get it. Also, now I'm your craft beer nerd friend that has a hop tattoo, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Who didn't drink till I was like 20 and a half? But okay. Nerd. Anyway.
No judgment.
This mom in California. Lots of judgment. So much judgment. This mom in California, she's 47, and she's accused of hosting sex parties for her 15-year-old son. And at the time of her arrest, she had 12 minors in her home. 10 teenage boys and 2 teenage girls.
Just like, you know, a fucking orgy?
You know who it makes me think of? Both of you have seen...
The cool mom from Mean Girls?
Thank you! I didn't even have to fucking say it! Yes, totally!
I'm not like other moms. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
Yes, and absolutely. It's like,
oh my God, no. You're just not terrible.
Calm down, Leslie Nope.
You're Leslie Nope.
You're beyond a skank. Like, you're like a harmful skank.
Yes.
You're not just a skank that you're like, mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Shannon O'Connor was living in Los Gatos, California, which I'm pissed because it means the cats.
Yep, yep.
Again. Circling back around.
Holy shit.
Dude.
Started off.
Are the planets aligned? What the fuck is going on? We couldn't have gotten better segues. Yeah.
Okay, so she would buy vodka and Fireball whiskey for the parties. She would hand out condoms to minors. Wait,
they're 10-year-olds, too. Wait, right?
No, 15.
Oh.
I thought you said there were some 10-year-olds there.
No, there were 10 teenagers.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody was 14 and 15. God, she has standards.
Dude, she at least lets them get to be a teenager, which is 13, right?
You're in high school. It's time to grow up.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Brindley, come get your condoms.
15's a freshman, right?
Yeah. Freshman sophomore. Yeah. So she would hand out condoms to the minors, encourage them to have sex. Sometimes watch and laugh while the teenagers engaged in sex acts.
No.
Some of which were said to be non-consensual, the prosecutors claim. Hi, it's me, your bitch feminist friend, and I am telling you that this is the worst kind of woman. Like, fuck this lady.
She would encourage them and then sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
And
you're a creep.
Did she?
That's child porn.
Shit.
She's facing... Did she film it? I don't think she filmed it. There's
doesn't have to. She was just going.
Right?
Sorry, I was blinking really hard when I was making that camera. Oh, yeah, I guess that didn't translate. Yeah, sorry.
So she was said to have kept the party secret from her husband and other parents.
Was her husband a fucking blind man?
Thank you.
Right?
Oh, no, I'm sure he went
out with a secretary.
No, he went on really long golf weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, these people like this know that it's going on. Well.
Oh, yeah.
They know that it's going on, and they're just like, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah, so. That husband had to have fucking known.
Right.
Like,
there was something up. He might not have known exactly,
but he knew it was something.
He knew some shit was going
down.
He
knew not to ask because he didn't want to know.
Exactly.
Hey, plausible deniability.
Probably.
He's not going to be here. I don't know.
She is facing 39 criminal counts. including 12 felony child endangerment charges, as well as counts of sexual battery. Good.
Throw the fucking book. I was about to say exactly that.
She should also face some kind of like rape, like something.
She is.
Like,
well, oh, dude, she's going to. She's
sexual
gonna,
battery is like a lower. Yeah.
She's going to get fucking owned, so as she should.
They took her two sons. The deputies declared that they were in imminent danger and they placed them in the custody of the Department of Health and Welfare.
Were they? They were involved in this shit.
Well, one of them was 15 at the time of all this. It doesn't say that I saw how old the other one is, so I don't know if he's.
I kind of want to know if the children were psychologically evaluated afterwards and like what the impact.
I would think so.
I mean, maybe.
I would think that would be like part of the lawsuit.
Yeah, but we might not be privy to that part of the.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, obviously because they're minors, so right. It's not going to be released.
So here are several specific things that she allegedly did. I made you a bulleted list. She went into a bedroom and she watched a drunk teen boy climb on top of and grope a girl. She,
I'm not closing my eyes to picture it. I'm closing my eyes to make it go away. Right?
A 14-year-old girl claimed she was threatened with rumors being spread about her in retaliation if she told anyone about these parties. She handed one boy a condom and pushed him into a room where a drunk 14-year-old girl was lying on the bed. The girl ran in fear and locked herself in the bathroom. But another girl, she took a boy to the room where this other girl was drunk, and this girl was allegedly assaulted, and then she confronted this bitch about leaving her while she was so drunk. And she said, "Why did you do that? You knew what he was going to do to me."
That literally makes me want to cry.
Right, like my eyes teared up for real. Yeah. She watched a boy punching and kicking an intoxicated girl and did nothing to stop it. Like, it just... Fuck this woman. Are you kidding?
There's a special place in hell, absolutely, if you believe in it, for this person.
For parents that put their kids in danger or put other kids in danger.
Put kids in danger, any period. Kids, yeah. I mean, even if like, dude, I was bitching and moaning to one of my buddies. I took Finn to the park with another parent with their kid. And I was like bitching and moaning about how like how... I'm going to use the word negligent some parents are. Sure, because it's just like... Oh, they, you know, their kid's over with me. They don't know me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like over here with my kid and they're like...
They just trust because you're a parent. That yeah. Like,
and
you
I'm
don't
just
know
like,
this guy.
You don't fucking know. I could like scoop your kid up and fucking be out of there in like 2 seconds. Yeah. And I'm just like, which I don't want a world where people can't trust other people at all.
But, you need
but
to
it's
have
like,
some
dude, you gotta
sort
have.
Of-
Yeah.
Like self preservation.
Yeah. Well, and you gotta at least be checked. I mean, like people.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I could write a book about this shit. Anyway.
So, another mother said, basically, it sounded like the kids had to come forward to make anything happen with this. Another mom
Wait,
said...
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
So, they, not instigated, but, oh, I guess instigated, like, as in the children...
Initiated.
Thank you. Sorry.
It falling. Yeah.
God!
Good
Holy
for those, good
fuck.
For those kids.
Rock and roll, yeah. Dude. Rock and roll.
So, her son was reportedly a player on the high school's freshman football team. The mother of one of the girls involved said that the boys were teammates. Oh, of another incident about a guy that...
Gotcha.
She also was letting them drive, even though they didn't have a license, and one of them, like, they were, like, clinging to the back of the SUV while someone else drove, and one of them fell on his head, blah, 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 blah.
So are the boys facing any charges?
I don't think so.
Because they were kind of coerced and forced and kind of molded to be sexual predators?
Probably. It didn't get into that, so I'm not sure.
Obviously, all of those records are going to be sealed.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they may be public, but with you know, pseudonyms for the kids or something.
Yeah.
But so the mother that came forward said she raised concerns about the drinking at parties with the football coaches and school officials at the start of this year, but she was told there was nothing they could do about it because it was off campus. I feel like I get that, but also they could...
I believe you can call the cops.
They could very much be like,
"Yeah,
ma'am, I care and I'm concerned and I'm worried. Please call the actual police."
Yes, yeah. I've heard concerns, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I feel like,
sure.
You know, it's not
sure.
Like, oh, we need
Call
surveillance.
Call in a fucking
on
welfare check.
Anything, like, anything.
I mean, unless they're black, then don't. But, so...
What?
Welfare checks when you're black end up with the black person dead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like...
No, not like...
For a joke.
No, of course not.
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, the school just very much, like, their statement was like, we take underage drinking very seriously, and we don't want... Hi, the drinking was not the problem here.
No, that's the very least.
Yeah, it was the mom, it was the...
Well, dude, okay, so you just cited multiple stories that girls were drunk, and then dudes were pushed into those rooms, or... Put in those rooms, whatever, however you want to fucking
encourage.
Like, yes,
encourage at the least.
It was very encouraged. It was very like expected of them to like do certain things.
Yeah, it just
it seems like they were being molded to
like
do,
groom.
Holy hell, dude.
So the DA said that she's facing felony charges, including child abuse and sexual assault. There was another mother that said, I'm going to end it with this. Mm-hmm. She was grooming these kids, setting them up for sexual acts, and she's a mother and doing this to her own child. I've been racking my brain to try to think of what was in it for her.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
no,
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I guarantee you, if we follow up on this, she's going to plead mental instability. She's going to plead.
I don't think it'll work.
Well, I would.
She has the mental capacity to be like, I'll fuck you over.
And I would think that if she didn't have a history of that, that would be a hard sell.
Plus, she's but got some other unrelated criminal. Why do I keep saying chemical? Yeah, what the fuck? I don't know. She got some other unrelated charges about like massive amounts of fraud and theft and stuff. Like,
well, she is a piece white of shit. Woman, yeah. So she.
Oh, come on, dude.
Well, but she's got a white woman
can't dodge this kind of shit.
Speaking of Lori Vallow, I hope she gets the book thrown at her, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That was about the two kids, right? Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of dark, but kind of fun.
Kind of dark. We've been kind of dark. No.
The question I'm about to ask.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Just real quick.
Sure.
No, just kidding.
If Casey Anthony had OnlyFans.
No.
Would you subscribe?
I saw her, and honestly,
Daniel's too cheap to subscribe to any OnlyFans. I'm just going to straight up say that.
Oh my gosh, Allie knows me! But I'd see if one of my guy friends could... No, I'm just kidding.
This is our next poll.
Okay, next poll is, if Casey Anthony had OnlyFans, would you at least be curious to look at it?
So I have to say... I am like one of these like weird people that like when a person is not a good person, I swear to God, it is like it's weird. They are so incredibly less attractive to me.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I'm not saying like, oh my God, look at my moral compass.
No,
look how great it is. I'm just saying that it's like, dude,
that's probably a pretty common feeling.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I fucking hope so. Like,
I mean, right?
But it's like, for instance, like out at a bar, if I interacted with a girl that would be viewed as a 5 and a girl that would be viewed as a 7, and then I talked to the 5 and she was really nice and like had fun and like, you know, and whatever, I like walked away, and then I talked to the 7 and she was like this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I'm going back to the 5.
It's 100%. It's like if a woman is like, let's say 7 or 8, but she treats like food, like service, like food
service worker. I'm sorry.
You go on a date like with a 10, right?
Yeah.
But she treats the server.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, you know,
it automatically.
It is a supreme turn off, and I just want to leave.
Yeah.
I just want it to end soon.
Yeah.
And quick. All
right, so that's this week's poll. There it is.
All right. Well.
This is going to be interesting.
I know. I'm super interested to hear what happens.
There are going to be some pissed off people.
It's a small group and we have a good time.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So we're going to wrap real quick so that we can get back into our spooky recommendations. So if you're still listening at this point, first of all, thank you.
Hope you noticed the schedule release change.
By yes, way. And I didn't even fucking mention that. Yeah, we talked about it off air. We're switching to Mondays for the full episode, Wednesdays for the Untethered. I'm also going to try to be a better person in general.
Sure.
And I'm gonna have that shit kicking out at midnight on both of those days. So midnight on Monday, midnight on Wednesday. So that
midnight going into Monday and midnight going into Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay.
And that you know, so it's out there. So for all the people that are subscribed, if you want it available for your commute, it will be there.
And also, just turn on your fucking notification so that it'll let you know when the episode is released.
There you go. There you go.
Also, I newly met a Russian friend. And
really?
One of the first things I said was like, "You're from Russia? Cool. Have you heard about Yellow Pass, though?" And she was like, "What?" And she hadn't. And I was like, "Listen, what?" She pulled it up and was reading stuff in Russian about it. And I was like, yes.
Wait, time out. Like, in person?
Yeah. Yeah, like, at the pint.
Oh, my God.
I know. I love her.
I just want to hear, like, read Russian out loud.
Oh, dude, she's awesome.
Slavic languages sound so mean but cool.
I think everybody's afraid of her because she kind of looks mean. Yeah. But, like, she's awesome. I love her. Also, hopefully she'll listen. Yeah, her name's Jana. Yeah, we like, bonded. But
cool.
Anyway, if anybody wants to hear about Larry, the Iowa Pass, Larry's like,
"Can I holler at her?
No.
Can I holler at her?
No."
What the fuck, man? But also, yes.
I will get into that later off air, but no. Yeah. But the Iowa Pass, we covered a 2-part episode about it around episode 100, and we had a blast covering it.
I believe it ended up being
101 or something like that.
Right around there.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
This has been episode 171 of the Tether Radio Podcast. Let us know what you guys thought about this one. You can send all of that jazz, recommendations, constructive criticisms, please. And anything in between, you can send that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on Jack Dorsey's Twitter sphere, have yet to be canceled, at @tether_radio, Instagram @tether_radio, Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We have our fantastic Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group where the aforementioned poll will be posted, correct?
Yes.
God, that was right. Like, whew, men truly
and
burp.
And just so that
Bino,
we can
please sponsor our podcast.
Jeez.
Daniel has the burps.
I know. Holy moly.
Just so that it'll, just so that it will have enough information, enough time for people to see it, I think it'll be live when this episode is recorded.
Good,
so
good.
By the time that you hear this episode, you probably have already seen it.
Okay. Word.
Makes it a little teaser.
Yeah, there you go. It's also a closed Facebook group for anybody out there that wants to join. We have supremely low barrier of entry, aka make a request. You can join the group, you can shitpost, you can do whatever. I am going to make a little announcement. Let's not do any like self-promotion shit. Like, I'm sorry, the group was not created to allow people to fucking whatever, sell shit and like all that
jazz.
Just
ask us if you got something.
Yeah, if you got something, talk to us about it. Maybe we're cool with it, maybe we're not, but just talk to us, please, before you post anything like that. We also have the Read with Tether Facebook group that is our book club group. Currently, we're reading Head Full of Ghosts by Paul Tremblay. Paul Tremblay.
Yeah.
I am 70-some percent through. Allie, have you started it?
I haven't because I try to wait till the last minute so that I don't read something after it before book club.
No, honestly, Allie reads like literally if I read at a first grade level, which I do, don't tell anybody, and Allie reads at a... I don't know, a normal, like, collegiate level, normal human, then
she considers a 400-page book normal small.
I can do a 400-page book in a month. This one has been interesting.
Yeah.
I'm
going to call Alicia out. Alicia had to stop reading it because it freaked her out so much, which so, rules and so is exactly what we were shooting for. Sorry, Alicia, but I'm glad that it's freaking people out so much that they're dipping.
I want to be full disclosure. It's front heavy.
Sure.
So
that's how that one book of his was that I read.
Really?
Like that one really heavy scene.
Yeah.
And then when I got through it, I was okay. But
yeah. So yeah. I'm interested. It's still really good. I'm just there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff more. My God, I'm not doing a very good job. There's a lot that is to that we can talk about in the book club group because there's a whole lot to unpack in this book.
Oh yeah,
like it is. I don't know. I don't want to give anything away because it is all over the place. But it's a great book. Paul Tremblay.
Yep.
Head Full of Ghosts, and the date is October 27th.
We're doing a Wednesday. We've even got flyers up at the Pint, we might have a pretty good turnout this time.
Hell yeah.
And also, if you just want to hang out and just listen to us talk about the book, and that's fine.
And
that's what Larry will do. Called out.
What?
You
wasn't even paying attention. Anywho,
read the book, it's fine.
We've got the Tether Radio newsletter that goes out every Monday before the episode, and Allie puts that together. It's amazing every fucking week. Like, legitimately, when I get around to reading it, which is normally either Monday or Tuesday, I'm just like, holy fuck. For instance, I'm going to have an example.
I had such a good time putting it together that when I put that picture in, I was like, the whole time I was putting it in there.
So she had this mashup between Boomhauer and Pennywise from It.
That was a tattoo that I found
What was the caption? Do you remember?
Something like, you'll all dangle float down here.
Yeah. I'm like, standing at my kitchen island watching my kid eat, and I'm like yucking to myself.
My goal is to make people hoot and holler as much as I can.
Dude, it was awesome. It was amazing. But you can go to tetherradio.substack.com to check that out. You can also subscribe, which if you really want this to just come to your inbox and just be so easy to read
every week. That.
Exactly. Thank you. Sign up for it. Toss that email in the little box that says subscribe. We also have Tether Radio Untethered that comes out Wednesdays now, and that's kind of our little, little morsel to get you through the rest of the week and weekend. For the month of October, we're doing kind of horror recommendations of movies, shows, books, all that jazz, and maybe just some extra books tossed in there in general, because we like to, just get some minds brewing and stuff.
Daniel and I are hosting Spooky Trivia on Tuesday.
Spooky Trivia, Tuesday, October
19th is what I said, was the 19th.
Yes, I know that
date. Quit gaslighting our audience.
Sorry, y'all. 19th.
It is the 19th,
yes,
it
is. Yeah, I don't know where I'm getting. Okay.
It's cool. But
it'll be fun. It'll be not as hard as everybody is so worried that it's going to be. It'll be a good
literally time. Literally the day after the episode comes out.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to ask for the gaffer from a lot of weird movies.
No,
we're not going to make it that hard. anywho, we thank you from the deepest of our hearts for tuning in to episode 171 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And we thank you once again for tuning in this week for a little over an hour. But don't worry, we'll be back in the saddle again next week. Be sure to check out Untethered on Wednesday. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.